This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission says it is monitoring the observance of the Election Code of Conduct strictly. Curfew imposed in Mahottari district. Russian President Vladimir Putin warns the world faces probably the most dangerous decade since the end of the World War II. And Zimbabwe upsets Pakistan in the match played under the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has said it has strictly been monitoring the observance of the Election Code of Conduct to ensure free and fear-free elections. The Assistant Spokesperson of the Election Commission, Surya Prasad Arial, said the Commission could ask for clarification from any leaders or political parties or officials if they were found violating the Election Code of Conduct. He said the Commission had already asked for 54 clarifications since the announcement of the elections. The District Administration Office, Mahottari, has imposed a curfew at Pangaha Municipality, Ward No. 8, in the district over a clash between two groups of people. The curfew was enacted at 4 p.m. yesterday until further notice, according to an order issued by Chief District Officer Deepak Kumar Pahadi. Pahadi said the administration imposed the curfew in a bid to contain the tension flared up following a clash between two groups of people. The restriction covers the entire Padariya village in the south, Tharampur in the north, Bagada Chok of Loharpatti in the east, and the bridge near the area police office Loharpatti in the west. A gas explosion occurred following a fire in a hotel near the bus park at Hetauda Submetropolitan City, Ward No. 10 in Makwanpur district yesterday. According to the district police office Makwanpur, the fire that broke out all of a sudden led to the explosions of five cooking gas cylinders. The fire was brought under control with the help of two firefighters from the Hetauda Submetropolitan City after 2 hours of its eruption. Though the fire caused no human casualties, the hotel owner said they lost property worth around 2 million rupees. The hotel was closed when the incident occurred. Police are collecting the lost details. The preliminary assessment of the police is that the fire was due to short circuit. A man was killed when a motorcycle he was riding and a jeep collided head-on at Gauri Ganga Municipality, Ward No. 3 in Kailali District along the East-West Highway yesterday. The deceased has been identified as Sir Bahadur Poon. Domestic and foreign tourists have started arriving in the Kanchenjunga region, home to the third highest peak in the world. According to the Kanchenjunga Conservation Area Management Council, 52 hotels are operating on the trekking route leading to the base camp of Kanchenjunga Mountain. Two paths have been used to reach the base camp of Mount Kanchenjunga. Tourists reach the base camp of Kanchenjunga through Sirijunga Rural Municipality of Taplejung District. The hotels, which had been closed for a long time due to COVID-19 pandemic, are now full of guests. The tourism assistant at Management Council's Yampudin office, Sureman Rai, said, along with foreigners, domestic tourists were also arriving to see the mountain Kanchenjunga through the south route. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that the world faces probably the most dangerous decade since the end of the World War II. In a wide-ranging speech yesterday, he sought to justify Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a move that has left his country internationally isolated. Putin also accused the West of nuclear blackmail against Russia to force allies to turn away from Moscow. The West has denounced recent veiled nuclear threats by Russia. Billionaire businessman Elon Musk has completed his $44 billion takeover of Twitter, according to a number of media reports and an investor in the firm. Twitter's chief executive and finance boss have reportedly left with immediate effect. It brings to a close a saga that saw Twitter going to court to hold Elon Musk to the terms of a takeover deal that he had tried to escape. Musk tweeted his interest in the platform was not about making money. Twitter's chief executive Parag Agrawal and chief financial officer Ned Siegel are no longer with the company. Now sports. Zimbabwe defeated Pakistan in yesterday's match played under the ongoing ICC T20 Cricket World Cup. In the match played in Perth Stadium in Australia, Zimbabwe made 130 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the allocated 20 overs after winning the toss and batting first. In reply, Pakistan could only make 129 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the allocated 20 overs, losing the match by 1 run. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. The department says due to a mild influence of the westerly winds, brief rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Sudhir Paschim province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Election Commission says it is monitoring the observation of the Election Code of Conduct strictly. Curfew imposed in Mahottari district. Russian President Vladimir Putin warns the world faces probably the most dangerous decade since the end of World War II. And Zimbabwe upsets Pakistan in the match played under the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.